Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and one of my most favorite times of the week, being here, being able to talk to you and listening to what you have to say, talking to me. And we really have a lot to talk about today. One of the things that I heard this week that I was impressed with is about the road that we travel is not the destination. And we have to think about that a little bit because we get caught up so much in what has to be done. Our daily routine. And so we think about this road that we need to follow. And yet it's not the destination. And so I ask you, my friends, what is your destination? What is the destination that you are following? What's important to you? Just take a moment and think about that. What is important to you? What's your destination? Where do you want to be this week or next week or next year? What do you wish to accomplish? Remembering that miracles happen every day and that there are miracles all around us. And so, are you looking at a miracle and not understanding if it's a miracle or not? It is our consciousness that remembers all things, the past, the present, looking into the future. What do you want to bring into your future? Because it's good to understand this. Your higher self is what brings people and events into your life. And so while we are talking about this, I want you to take a moment and think about your soul. What does your soul want for you? What do you wish to have brought into your life? The people that you wish to meet, knowing that the journey is not the destination. This journey of life. There is so much for us to enjoy, to be aware of. Friends, family. And so, do you get along with your family, with your friends, the people that you work with? Are there conflicts there? Because they could be from past lifetimes. These conflicts that we might find ourselves within could be there because of ties that have happened through many lifetimes ago. The soul never forgets. It does not forget its advancements or those times when it has actually failed. There is the high road, the middle road, the low road. Choose to travel the high road and bring into your life all of those wonderful things that you want for yourself. Take a moment now and decide what you want to bring into your life. What kind of people do you wish to meet? Going through your past lifetimes, there are talents that you have forgotten that you can bring to the center right now, that can bring into your present existence. When we do a past life reading, what we literally do is we take an individual up through all of the different lifetimes, and the soul decides which lifetime it wishes for you to experience. and you actually take a foot and step into that lifetime and you relive those moments. What this does is it helps you understand who you are and what you are. A family member has recently passed over, and I mentioned this last week, but I think it's worth mentioning again, because he had viewed all of the past lifetimes, that all of the fingers of consciousness that have come forth actually enjoyed. And he could see that he was a student of Confucius. And what he is doing now is studying philosophy on the other side. I bring this forth because there are people who are afraid to cross over. And that life, when you cross over, is just as vibrant and busy as it could be. Even more vibrant, more busy than what it is today. The journey is not the destination. It is this journey that we are on, whether we are on this side or the other side. All of these things are available to us. And so, we're beginning our radio show, and what I'm going to suggest is those people who wish to call in, who wish to discuss some aspect of what is happening in their lifetime today, a struggle, for instance, that you are facing that is difficult for you, because it might be tied into a past lifetime, and it might need healing. And those of you who are interested in working with a past lifetime, one that your soul finds is important to you, go to my website, carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, check off a past lifetime, reviewing a past lifetime. You learn an awful lot to be stepping into the past, because many times you bring back a guide of the light who can work with you in this lifetime. It could be writing a book. There are many souls involved in writing today because it is a pastime that reaches your many people and shares with them your ideals, your knowledge, what you have brought forth from the past. And so, my friends, think about where you wish to be next week, next year, and decide that you are going to bring it into your life today, that you will start working on that situation so you can enjoy it today. And you can bring back those skills that you had in other lifetimes, because they could be very useful for you today. Now, there are many troubled spots in the world, and you have the power to change it. Let us take a moment and send the love that is in our heart centers to one of these troubled spots to help change the world. There are many that wish to bring down the highest goals of what is there. But there are also those who wish to work with that and heal it and clear it. Just like HAARP in the very top of the world sends down its electrical charges to destroy the upper atmosphere. Those charges make their way all the way to the core of the earth. And the ones who are doing this are those black priests who found their way into Atlantis. They were given a chance to come back and to heal and bring forth the light. And many of these beings have not followed through. They've wasted that opportunity. So, my dear friends, Let's talk about opportunities now, right now, and call in with your questions and with things that you wish to discuss. My heart is open to you, and I am willing to hear anything that you have to say and offer experiences that I can offer you that I have gained from traveling all over the cosmos. It is something that the consciousness of my soul has done, has traveled all along the cosmos. I've told you this story, and I think it's worth repeating. In a past lifetime, I was the daughter of Julius Caesar, and he was very unkind to me, caused me much sorrow. And he came back, and I, in this lifetime, forgave him. And what this had did is it released him from the bardo. The bardo would be perhaps a comparison to what we think of as purgatory. And it is a place where people go and think about those things that they have done that's wrong and do all that they can to right them. But how much better it would be if we could, while we are living here, right anything that we have done that is wrong. That would be the best thing to do. So, my friends, call in with your questions, unless you just wish to hear me talk more on different topics. I would be glad to do that. But if you have a question or an observation, call in and tell me about it. What did it feel like when you sent that pink light from the heart center into the troubled spots in the world? What did it feel like when you did this? Because, my friends, there are many troubled spots in the world. There are those that wish to destroy the good in the world. And then there are those who wish to bring forth the goodness and the light of what we are here to create. And that is what we created. There are many people here who have come from other star systems, that have come to other planets, and they are here today to bring forth a new golden age. Even though there is a lot of darkness here, there is also the opportunity for a new golden age, and it is the desire of the Creator and universal consciousness to bring forth the beauty and the light of a new golden age. And so, my friends, ask yourself, as you hear my voice, what can you do to contribute to the new golden age that is making its way here today? What can you contribute? You have many gifts and talents that you could contribute. Maybe it's just discerning truth and discussing it with your neighbors and your friends. What is truth, my friends? What is the consciousness that you live within that you can experience truth? What is all of this? So call in with your thoughts. Tell me what you are experiencing it right now when I ask these questions. Or else, if you are not able to call in, I will just talk about this some more. I want to mention about our lives. We have the intention to live as long as we wish in cooperation with our higher self, with our soul. Do you wish to experience a long and happy life? And if you do, what are you doing about it to see that it is long and happy? Happiness is making other people feel happy and content. You cannot be happy unless you make others happy, unless you bring all of those other people into your world, allowing them to be free, allowing them to enjoy the goodness of the journey. As I said, the journey, my friends, is not the destination. It is but a road to a destination. Consider now, what is your destination? And call me and tell me what your destination is, or some other topic that you wish to discuss. Do you have a health issue? Do you have a relationship issue at home or at work, or with friends, with relatives? I've mentioned this before, but I think it's worthwhile mentioning it again. We travel with a group of souls, and we change positions with them, sometimes being siblings or parents or grandparents, and we assume all of these positions as a learning process. That's what Earth is, a learning school. And so, are you learning or are you frustrating yourself? Are you happy and contented? Is your life going the way you wish it to go? And if it is not, you have all of the tools to change it. So, my friends, I'd like to hear from you. Tell me what your thoughts are, and if you're happy in your life or unhappy. It is the simple things in life where happiness comes from. The beauty of grass, of the sky, of the blue and the green, of colors, of music, of dancing, of making friends with other people. And all of this, my friends, is overseen with love. It is the love that comes forth from the heart chakra, that love that enables us to work with other people and not be in conflict, but rather to be with others in a state of freedom. Freedom from anger, to be joyful. I'd like for you to take a moment and think about that word, joyful. Do you feel joyful? Because joyful is an offshoot of love. If you can be joyful in what you do, no matter what it is, you will feel peace and contentment. Joy comes out of that. Joy comes from the heart, from those three beautiful colors in that heart area, the cayenne, the pink, the gold, all of those beautiful colors that comes from that heart area that people feel when you love them. When you send forth that peace that is within you, they feel that, and it comes from those colors because they are particles that flows out to others, and they feel your intentions, and either happiness or sadness comes from that. And may all of your interactions be found in happiness. And so if there is someone that you do not feel this happiness with, if there is sadness, take a moment and consider. Feel that. Think about it. And be determined to change it. Change everything that you can to peace and love. Yeshua said one time, "My peace I give to you." You can give people one of the greatest gifts that they can receive, and that is peace. and I send all of you, within the sound of my voice, that sense of peace, that sense of well-being, that sense of joy. And may you feel that. And may that stay with you all day tomorrow. Renew it each day if it's necessary. But think of that joy and that peace of who you are, how special you are, and those gifts that were given just to you that you can offer to the world. So take a moment and think about those many gifts that you have been given. So my friends, I haven't received a phone call yet. And maybe you just want to hear me talk about these things. And I'd be glad if that's what you wish.
Glenda.
Glenda. Hi, sweetheart. What can I do for you?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear.
I had a message from a space person that my life is about to change. And the last time he sent me that message, my twin sister passed away. And this time, I don't know what it means.
So you received a message that your life is going to change. Why do you consider that it's going to be something negative? Maybe it's something positive. Have you considered that?
Yes, I have.
And what did you what conclusion did you come to?
I'm not really sure. That maybe I'm going to get some money in my life.
What are you doing? Do you need money in your life?
It would help.
What are you doing to bring money in your life?
Now I'm retired.
That doesn't mean that you can't bring money in your life. Glenda, you have talents. What kind of talents do you have that you could use to bring money into your life? I want you to contemplate that.
I really don't know what kind of talent I have to bring money into my life.
Well, one way that you can find out is, what do you like to do?
My passion is study of UFOs and Dogman and Bigfoot.
Well, they're interesting topics.
Yes.
Do you discuss these with other people?
Not too often, because they really don't believe it.
Well, everybody doesn't believe it, but there are some people out there that do. They've got shows on Netflix about all those topics. So I know that there's enough people out there that are interested in them. So since you are interested in them, can you write something about these topics?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But I do have another question.
Okay, we'll get to the other question, but let's finish with this one first.
Okay.
Because I think this is very important. You're talking about bringing money into your life. And there are other people interested in this topic. And you could...
Yeah.
You could write a pamphlet, or do you have any ideas to how to put something on the internet?
Not really.
Do you have a friend that could help you with that? That could have a website?
No, not really.
You could go on YouTube and find out how to do that. Because you know how to go on YouTube, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'm on it all the time.
Well, ask how you set up a web page.
Okay.
And I would suggest that you go on YouTube, find out how you set up a web page, and put the information on this web page with these topics that you're talking about. And you could charge for it. In other words, you could gather all this information together, and if you so wish you could make like a little booklet and charge for it. Wouldn't
okay,
that bring money into your
that.
Lifetime, into your life?
Yes, it would.
See, being retired or working does not mean that if you're working, it's the only way that you can make money, because there's so many ways to make money. It's just a case of finding an outlet where you can make money.
Okay.
So first comes the intention. You have the intention to bring money into your life. And do it every day. Intend to bring money into your life. And
okay.
I've discussed this before. You have a little hand mirror, and you look into that hand mirror, and you look into your eyes, and you tell yourself that you are intending to bring money into your life. Do this every day, and there will become a moment where you will feel this. We have so much control over what happens in our lives. Don't be satisfied with those areas that you do not want in your life. Work on those areas of change that would be useful and helpful and pleasant to you. You can bring all that into your life. Intend that that is what you will do, and it will happen. It sounds so easy, but it really is once we start to do this.
So is that why I've been drawn to those areas that I really love to study and things?
Absolutely. Your higher self is giving you some clues as to ways that you can make money. So go to YouTube, find out how you set up a web page, and if you have a friend that can help you with that, it's always good to share something like this with a friend. And if you don't, you can do it by yourself.
Okay.
But intend that you will bring money into your life. Look into that handheld mirror and make that decision every day that you will bring money into your life, that you will awaken hidden talents. You have so many talents, like all of us do, but we've been told so many times in our life that we are useless, or something is wrong with us. Nothing is wrong with you. You are precious in the Creator's sight. And I want you to think about that, how precious you are. You came to Earth at this time because you had special gifts that you could bring the Earth. You see, everybody that wanted to come could not come because there was not enough birth spots open to bring in all the souls that might want to be here at this time. This is going to be a glorious time where this will turn into a golden age. That is what is on the horizon. Even though we're seeing great negativity, we are coming, making our world ready for a new golden age. Because
Nancy,
this is how it works. Thank you, my darling. Nancy, what can we do to help you?
Hello, Carolyn. Nice speaking with you. Well, I was interested in a mini past life reading, for one thing, and I'd kind of like to connect with our daughter for another thing. I guess those two things would be fine for now, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, your daughter. I gather that she's passed over?
Yes.
Was this recently?
No, 13 and a half years ago.
Well, I have connected with her. She is still in this universe. She hasn't moved on to the next. So you can connect with her.
Wow.
And what I want you to do is I want you to see her face in your mind's eye and call her, only her, into your experience and see if you hear a message from her in your heart center. You won't hear it in your ear. You would hear this message in your heart center where you know that she is speaking to you. What is your daughter's name?
Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
Very sweet person.
I know.
I'm connecting to her now.
Fabulous.
You know that she chose you as your mother, don't you?
That's nice to know. I suppose that would make sense, yes.
When a soul comes into this world, they are shown three possibilities of a lifetime that they could choose. And she was shown that picture of you as her mother and the opportunities that you would bring to her soul. And she chose you.
Amazing. Wow.
You two were close, weren't you?
Yes, in many ways, yes.
So, she's telling me that you gave her many gifts, that you brought joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she brought them to you too, but you brought joy into her life. And first of all, she wants to thank you for that joy that you brought into her life. Matter of fact, she's showing a picture of herself dancing. She said you brought that much joy into her life that she wanted to show you dance. She's doing this very happy dance, kind of twirling around.
Well, she did take dance lessons.
She says you made her very happy.
And that's fabulous to know.
You made her happy and she made you happy.
Exactly.
And you two made this contract with one another to come together in this lifetime. And as you might suspect, you have been together through many lifetimes.
Yes, I sense that.
All the way from the time of Atlantis. You knew each other in Atlantis. And through many, many, many lifetimes, you two have, and she's showing me again, danced around together with one another. Did you have other children?
No, she was my only one. That's it.
Gail.
Yeah, we lost a lot when we lost her.
Oh.
Totally.
Call back again, honey, because I want to talk about you some more about this. Gail, you're on the line, sweetheart. What can I do for you?
Hi, Carolyn. This is about the third time I've called on this special opportunity. I'm saving up my money because I really intend to have schedule a session with you, and I've wanted to do that for a long time now, and I think it's important. But meanwhile, I'm sort of limping through.
Meanwhile, you're just about limping through. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm sort of limping through this reality that I'm working on. I'm trying to, get it a little bit more elevated. I haven't always been under so much distress, but I am now. And in talking to you helped me. I just raced back here to get on the line with you, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, I'm delighted to chat with you and to help you any way that I can. So you're looking for ways to make money.
Yes, I have to have some more, some kind of fluidity. And, I did the exercise, I'm working on loving myself, accepting myself, and stepping into that center, which I lost, and I know it. So,
well, that's very important. And before you go on, I want to ask you a question. What is there about you that you could love?
That I couldn't love?
Yes. What is it about you that you could love?
Well, it's complex. It's not, and I need to make it simple. I don't know how it all happened so intensely, but I fell into a place where I couldn't believe anyone really loved me either, and that was working through a lot of abuse for many lifetimes, and fear of being in my power.
And what other people did to you was not your fault. I want you to say that to yourself mentally. What other people did to you was not your fault. It was their omissions.
Yes,
it was.
But I paid such a heavy price in this lifetime, and So I fell into a time of just wanting to be invisible. It's true. And I got good at it. I got really good at it. And now, to survive, I have to, whether I'm visible or not, I have to have some cash flow. My health, I felt the such distress that I was under the illusion that I had to go on disability, and it doesn't support me, and it keeps me in the ditch. I'm going off of most all the medications. I'm titrating off. I still have health issues. I'm learning to maintain myself without depending on Medicaid. But I need to have cash flow. I'm an educated woman. I graduated from Harvard, and I have a lot of years of education. And the only thing I can figure that I'm really guilty of is having an above-average intelligence and a pure heart.
Oh, that's not true. Come on now, give yourself a break.
Well, I have been.
I think you're the one that I told you to call attorneys and ask them to do some research for them, didn't I?
No, that was a woman that was actually just before. I overheard that reading that was just before me, a woman who could do legal work.
Right.
I need an attorney to, I've been defrauded and disinherited big time from my family for no valid reason. Except jealousy and all the stuff that goes on. But,
sweetheart, mentally, before you go on, mentally, I want you to tell yourself how worthy you are. I want you to tell that to yourself. How worthy you are, how beautiful you are, how talented you are, how loving you are. And I want you to say this to yourself every day, when you get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. You see, sweetheart, you have to believe this. And you don't now.
No, I don't. And, the truth is that if I've been ready to cash out several times. I'm trying to stay here in this body at this time to finish my work. I don't have a whole lot more time, but I need to be able to...
Okay, what do you consider your work?
Some writing from resources that I've been involved in accumulating and also reactivating consciousness in this life, and to bring that forth in this vital time. And
do you see how beneficial that would be to other people?
Yes, I do, and I work to transmit it in every way I can, from visible to... but right now, I cannot keep on going without some financial... I know the money system is an illusion, but I have to work in that illusion to be mobile now. And
First of all, I'm having a difficult time hearing you because there's a lot of noise on the line. And the second thing I want to tell you is... You have the talents and the ability to make money. I'm telling you right now, you were just talking about the knowledge that you have. So I'm asking you a question. How can you make money with that knowledge? You tell me. I want you to think.
I don't know. I don't know right now. I don't know.
I'm interrupting you. You do know. And it's important for you to come forth with an answer. You do know. How can you take this knowledge and make some money with it? Think on that.
Maybe it's for just to be able to charge for what I already do.
And what are you doing?
Every way I can, each day, I transmit information at the level it can be received, and I do transmit love, even though I don't have a hard time. I know I have to love myself before I can do that very well.
Okay, then I want you to charge for it. Do you think you are worthy to charge for this?
It's not to be unworthy. It's to stay out of the there has been such a decline and a decay in charlatans and funny business down here. And Miami isn't particularly the most intellectual or highly evolved place, which I happen to be living in right now. And it's hard to go out there in the ball game and start charging and then I'd be competing and interacting with a whole lot of fakes, truly.
With a whole lot of what?
Fakes. Charlatans. In abundance.
I think you should stop thinking about other people and think about yourself, your goals, what you are going to do. Because each time you say something to me, you're comparing yourself to other people. Forget other people. Forget the charlatans. Think about what you're going to bring forth in your truth and in your knowledge. You're spending too much time thinking about charlatans and other people. It is you that you need to put forward. Stop thinking about other people because you're wasting your effort. We have a certain amount of energy, and you're spending it, it just appears to me, that you're spending it thinking of charlatans. Conserve your energy, sweetheart. Think about the goodness that you're going to bring forth. This week, I want you to think about that and have a plan. You need a plan. You don't have a plan at the moment, is that I can tell.
I've just had the rug pulled out from me, under me so many times with different plans that that's true. When I lost my health, the plan was to get well enough to function. And I'm just about there now. But it took a long time.
You have a choice. You either give up or you go forward. What do you choose to do?
Well, I'm choosing right now to go forward.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can read, you know, I have been tempted and trying to give up for a while. And now I have to go forward.
Not an option. Going backwards is not an option. You must go forward. All of us must go forward. I want you to take one thing, my darling, and tell me what you are going to follow so that you can go forward. One thing. Choose one thing to go forward with. What might that be?
My writing.
Wonderful. You like to write. You've got a lot that you can write about.
And I just can't, I have to also surrender, you know, I had written a lot. I've been researching all my life, but to turn it into money is, I haven't been able to do yet.
You will if you keep at it. First of all, you have to have a product. You have to write about something that's going to be of interest to other people. And then you have to think of a way to market it.
Well, there again, that's the question of what is going to be interest to other people. That's sort of putting my mind on the ball game and other people and not really a higher truth that needs to come out.
You know, because once you have a passion about something, it is your passion that perks up the interest in other people. Be passionate about what you are thinking of. Write passionately about what you believe in. And you will get other people interested in reading it. And there is the money there. The money will come if you write passionately about what you believe in or what you have discovered, what you have found out. Write passionately about it. Everyone is interested in passion. And I'm not talking about sexual passion here. I'm talking about the passion of the heart for whatever topic you wish to discuss. People will be interested in it. I wish I could just hand you faith, but that's got to come from you. I want you to think this that you are worthwhile. You have been allowed to come to Earth at this time to make a difference. Make that difference, sweetheart. We are all here to make a difference. Would you work on that this week and call me back next week? Let me know where you are in this process. Can you do that?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn.
My pleasure, darling.
Thank you.
And while we have a free moment, I want each and every one of you to look into your heart area. See how beautiful that is. See the pink light of love that surrounds the heart chakra. And first of all, send that love to yourself. Tell you how you love yourself. And you love those that you work with, that you live with, and life itself. Love is all there is, for yourself and for others. My goodness, we're getting, you know, most of this hour is over. We only have another 10 minutes. So if you want to talk to me, you've got about 10 minutes to call in, but call in now. And while we're talking about this, go to carolynevers.com, and if you're so inclined, order a past life reading on the left-hand side. There is so much information that comes from that because we don't tell you about it. We actually take you to that lifetime so that you can experience it. And I've had people who believed that they spent a lifetime, or one of their fingers of consciousness spent a lifetime with Yeshua, and they were able to reach him at this, on this level, etherically, and it was beautiful. He is in the world along with Mary Magdalene, and they are still doing their energy work, and they would love to work with you. Call forth those beings of the light that would be willing to work with you, to inspire you, whether it is writing or reading or just talking to other people. You are here to make a difference in this world, and you can. And just think for a moment of how beautiful you are. And each and every one of you are beautiful in your own way. I want you to take a moment and feel that beauty. Feel that beauty so that you can share that beauty with others. I love you, my friends. You are all beautiful. Go look within your heart and just see how beautiful you are. And if you wish, you could even trace that time when your soul came down to this planet and lived and worked here. I've done it, and it is quite extraordinary how our souls come into this plane and the work that it has to do. During meditation, and if you're not meditating, I hope that you will decide that you will. And during meditation, ask your higher self what you should be doing with this gift of life. Be influenced with your higher self. There is someone out there right now that's contemplating calling in and asking about a lifetime with Yeshua. And I wish you would do it because you were there with him. One of your fingers of consciousness was with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene when they walked upon the earth. Call in so I can reconnect you with them. It would mean an awful lot. That finger of consciousness actually looked within his face and enjoyed the beauty of who he was. And it was quite a gift. A gift that you and all your fingers of consciousness will never forget what it was like to share time with him. My friends, we have 8 minutes. And if I don't get any more calls, I'm just going to talk. And hopefully you will get something from it. And if I have helped you in any way, donate what you can to the donate button. It would be helpful to me. I come here every week to see if I can help you. And a little donation would be great for me. We could all help one another. So we talked earlier when we began the radio show that the journey is not the destination. I'd like to talk about that a little more. Because this journey that we take sometimes is even more beautiful and soul benefiting the soul than the actual destination. The journey that we take is beautiful in itself, and we learn much from it. And this is the time of journeys, whether it is just journey in our neighborhood, journeys among friends, or journeys in the world. I have been fortunate that I have had many journeys in the world. And it is exciting to see many people from other countries, to rub shoulders with them and to exchange ideas. It's a beautiful thing. And if you haven't been able to do that, I hope that you can do that at some time quickly, because it is very wonderful to be able to meet other people. I'm thinking of a time when I had tea with the Bedouins. That was quite remarkable. Those Bedouins who moved from place to place. I was with a group of people and we had tea with them. And that was really very interesting. And it brings back that thought of memory. I was with some people today and we were talking about the early memories that we had. Memory is a wonderful thing. It is as if you are reliving the events. And that is how it is when we do a past life reading. You actually relive the events from a lifetime that your soul has chosen for you. And so give it some consideration. If you can order one of those past life readings, go to carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, there is a button that you can order one of those past life readings. Memory is remarkable. It is remarkable to be taken back into one of those past lifetimes and to work with it and to bring forth goals and gifts and meet other people from that past lifetime. It's quite extraordinary. So, my friends, we have 5 minutes. If you want to get a quick call in.
About 1 minute.
We have 1 minute, I'm hearing. So we probably don't have the time to discuss this with any more people. 1 minute doesn't give us a lot of time. So in that minute, I will say that I send my love out to all of you. And when we are on the radio show next week, consider calling in and discussing your plans and what you need and any way that we can help you. So goodbye for now, my friends. I love all of you, and I send to you my joy and my peace. Goodbye for now.